Welcome to Cosmic Diaries. This is Priya Kale, your astrologer, and welcome to the very first Cosmic Diaries Astrology Podcast. So it's an interesting week coming up in the sky and here on Earth. We're in a brand new Aries new moon cycle, so a very happy astrological new year to all of you as well. And this is the time for new beginnings. We start off the week with the moon on Monday. The moon is in Taurus and void for most of the day. And then the moon enters Gemini later in the day at 1:15 on the West Coast in America, but later in the day in New York. So Monday is generally, the week starts off on a slow note. But once the moon enters Gemini, things start to pick up speed. Going to have a lot of communication, and the moon's going to meet Mars on late Monday. So expect Monday and Tuesday to be pretty active with a lot of communication, but the moon will also be squaring Venus and Neptune and Mercury as it moves through Gemini. So there's going to be a certain amount of, if not confusion, then at least doubt or questions in terms of what the best way to proceed is. If you don't know the answer, don't force yourself to know the answer. Sometimes the unknown can be scary, but it's better to be unsure than to be falsely sure of something. So until you have clarity, it would be best to just wait to draw your conclusions. And Monday is the 8th of April, so on the 9th of April, we're building up to a Venus-Neptune conjunction, which is really dreamy and romantic and creative and musical and magical energy. It would be a great day to explore your creativity or take in the arts or go to the museum or spend time with friends or even a romantic partner. Things could get pretty romantic on the 9th, but it's also Venus and Neptune, so it's important that you're being very clear and very aware of your fantasies, or at least, you know, if something feels too good to be true, then it probably is, and it would be best to move slowly, especially if you're not sure of something, or even if you feel very sure of something, that too is a cue to take a pause and move slowly. Neptune is said to be the higher octave of Venus, and Venus is the goddess of love, beauty, relationships, money. So all of these things are being highlighted around on the 9th of April, and a vision is becoming clear to you. But it's important that you're, again, in no denial and not projecting fantasies and allowing time to pass. There is no urgency. On the 10th of April, which is the very next day, Saturn, the Sun squares Saturn. The Sun is in Aries at the moment, and Saturn is in Capricorn, and we'll get to that in a moment. But the Sun squares Saturn, that's a reality check. So, you know, whatever fantasy or whatever dream that has become clear to you now, you know, you're going to have to make some difficult decisions, and you are turning a corner. There is a sense of turning a corner, but you're going to have to face some hard truths and take responsibility for certain situations so you can move beyond them. Also on April 10th, the big thing that's happening this week and really that we've been kind of leading up to now for a few days, well, longer than that, but Jupiter stations retrograde on the 10th of April, and which is the same day as the Sun-Saturn square. So there's definitely a sense now that, you know, you're learning something or something, whatever unfolds that day, there's a sense of having to perhaps retreat, make course corrections, or at least take pause and reevaluate your current road you're on or the path you're on. Pay attention to the area of your life ruled by Sagittarius. That's where you're seeing a lot of these developments unfold as Jupiter stations retrograde. It's magnifying that area of your life. So, especially if you're a Sagittarius, or have planets in Sagittarius, you're probably going to feel this more personally. Also on the 10th, Mercury is sextile Neptune. So it's actually a really busy day on the 10th. Mark that day on your calendar. And the moon will still be in Gemini. So, yeah, with Mercury sextile Pluto, there's a sense that there is a way forward, but you're going to have to let go of something. And it's like you have to let go of one shore to get to the other side. So this is a journey that you're on. Jupiter is stationing retrograde in Sagittarius. Sagittarius is a sign that rules travel journeys. It rules a spiritual journey, and Jupiter's retrograde station really is an inner journey and a spiritual journey at its depth. So this is about you regaining perspective and getting back in touch with an inner truth and an inner navigation system and an inner compass, and realigning yourself with that inner compass, which will guide you. April 11th, Mercury squares Jupiter. So there are huge developments taking place then. You may be reevaluating certain decisions and a way forward. You're learning information showing you that there's a lot more to a situation that you don't know and that you yet need to learn. So just keep an open mind with whatever's unfolding. On the 12th of April, Venus sextiles Saturn. So there's a sense that no matter what's unfolding now, there is stability and things are stabilizing. You're seeing the possibilities in a situation, but you're also learning your limits. And it's a matter of integrity. April 12th also brings us to the quarter moon. And then on the 13th, the Sun squares Pluto, followed by the Sun trine Jupiter on the 14th. The Sun square Pluto on the 13th, that can often bring a sense of a power struggle, but squares are always best resolved internally. So wherever you're experiencing, or if you are experiencing a sense of a power struggle, or this is a chance to really look inward and let go of whatever it is that seems to have power over you and reclaim your power in a situation. And as you do that, on the 14th, the Sun trines Jupiter, and of course Jupiter is nearly retrograde, but the Sun trine Jupiter is a very fortunate day. It's a day to count your blessings. It's a day when, it's a lucky day, for lack of a better word. But there's a sense of a great big opening and you rediscovering pathways that, or rather, you know, retracing your steps in a sense, but discovering new pathways where you thought there was a dead end, perhaps. On the 14th, Venus sextiles Pluto. So this is continuing a process that's been going on all week with the earlier aspect of the Mercury sextile Pluto. And then Venus squares Jupiter on the 15th. Of course, Venus sextile Pluto on the 14th will bring us to the end of next weekend. And I'll have more to say to you then. And then we're coming up into the full moon week on the 19th. So the energy just continues to build. And given that there's, to sum it up, given that there's all of these aspects taking place this week, it's a busy week. A lot is happening. A lot is shifting. A lot is changing. In fact, there are really big changes unfolding and there are big revelations coming through now. There's a sense of having to confront the unknown and face the unknown, perhaps having to retrace your steps or taking detours. but have faith that the journey is the destination and you will learn what you need to know as time progresses. No one can know it all. And the wisest are those who say they don't know. So be patient with the process and allow life to reveal itself to you. There's a lot of magic in the air this week, and you can make some real moves and real shifts and changes in your life and make real progress. It's all a matter of where you're feeding your attention. We are in this Aries new moon cycle, and it's with Mars currently in Gemini, what's going on now. Of course, I wanted to touch on this, so I will. Mars is currently in Gemini, and what's happening now is a sort of a dual process. On the one hand, we're in this Aries new moon cycle of new beginnings, but on the other hand, Saturn and Pluto are currently on the South Node, which is another situation that's the backdrop of our current astrological climate and very real climate around us, where old structures are breaking down. And so we're just going to have to do this process consciously of dismantling what's no longer working and no longer supports us while creating something new. And with Aries, above all, what you need is awareness. So move in awareness, pay attention to where you're feeding your attention, because that's what's going to grow. And you can make huge strides this week. So there's a lot of magic in the air, and I'll be back with you again next week. I'm going to try and post it on Sunday night, but if not, then definitely by Monday. But enjoy your week. And I will catch you again very soon, next week this time. That's it for now. This is Priya signing off. And, oh yeah, of course, I would love to hear your feedback. And I'm sure I'll get more in the groove of it as the episodes move along. But I would love your feedback, and I appreciate your support. So if you find this useful, please do subscribe and share and like the podcast and write to me. You can reach me on email at priya@cosmicdiaries.com, and I would love to hear from you. All right. Thank you again for listening, and I'll be back with more very soon. Bye for now.